Welcome to the hit show Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Proof Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing, which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It's possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It's your life. It's your choice. Now, here's your host.
Welcome, my beautiful listeners, to another episode of Beyond Proof Radio with me, your host, Angie Corbett Kuiper. And today I chose April showers bring May flowers, or more for me, April tsunamis can maybe bring May flowers. And so what I want to do today is hopefully start planting seeds in the way in which we grieve and we remember or we honor and we can find joy. So navigating those significant dates, trying not to lose ourselves in such considerable grief and pain. I also want to take a moment and read some of the emails and answer some of the questions that I continue to receive, and hopefully share some ideas, things that have worked for me. And I'm so excited. I want to start the program, you guys, letting you know that I have got, where is it? Of course, I put it in the very back here. I've got some lectures coming up and a couple retreats. And so keep your eyes open. I have put together a two-hour lecture called To Grieve is Human, To Suffer, However, is Optional. It's going to be at the North 4th Street Theater in Albuquerque, June 20th, July 18th, August 15th. Then I'm also conducting two retreats, one this year and one next year. They're going to be up in northern New Mexico, all-inclusive, excluding air. Both in September. This year it's September 19th through the 22nd, and next year the 17th through the 20th. And I hope to have some information up for you all within the next week or two. What it will do is focus on finding new ways to recommunicate with our loved ones, reconnecting with ourselves. So finding our loved ones, finding ourselves, because I do know from personal experience how easy it can be when we have lost so significantly to lose who we are, to lose our identity, to why we've come to this planet, and where do we go next. So I hope that you will join me, be on the lookout. There's going to be an ad and an article in the Natural Awakenings in New Mexico, the New Mexico magazine. So here we go, you guys. Oh, look at the dates. April 1, the news was made public that my 20-year-old son Nicholas took his life at the base of the Sandia Mountains in Albuquerque. And on April 1, his friends thought that it was an April Fool's joke because Nick was just funny. So April 11th was the celebration of life service in honor of Nick. April 16th was my wedding day to my fiance. This was a year later. And we had friends and family and peers attend. April 18th, 2 days later, was Johannes's or Jan's 50th birthday. April 23rd, we were legally married in Albuquerque. And April 25th was the day I received the phone call telling me that my husband of only 1 week took his life in our Dallas apartment. These dates. In fact, it's not just one. It goes from April 1 to April 25th. These are significant dates. And today, April 17th, I find it interesting that the 17th, it was Nick's favorite number. And here I am on the show today sharing with you on the 17th of April. If you have felt like you've lost somebody significant, how are you navigating each of these days and dates as they approach? Do we bow in love and compassion? Are we gentle with ourselves? Or instead, do we fear the dates? We don't want to wake up. One thing that has helped me immensely is not apologizing for the emotion, to feel our way through that emotion. At first, I was afraid to feel the emotions because I thought once I started crying that I was never going to stop. I mean, that date, March 31st, as a mom, was my son was up on the top of a mountain in the middle of winter all by himself. I could choose to remember that moment in time that he chose to take his life. But what does that do for Nick? That doesn't honor him. That doesn't honor the 20 years that he brought joy and love and friendship and laughter. Yesterday, as I was preparing for the show, I was driving to my acupuncturist appointment, and I saw this bicycle that was spray painted white. And I asked myself, and I actually took a picture of it, why do we focus on that one moment in time when our loved one left this physical earth? We spend thousands on coffins and flowers and funeral arrangements because this is what we have done for thousands of years. And according to science fiction, Nikki Withers had written an article, and although we can't be sure, but the oldest burial appeared to take place about 130,000 years ago. And we just continue to follow these traditions with not honoring our loved ones the way we want to. And of course, burial or cremation or whatever, but we continue to focus on the death, the day that our loved ones left. And I was guilty of that too. I remember when planning for Nick's funeral, his dad was planning the funeral. I chose to plan a celebration of life. And it included all of his favorite belongings, skateboards and snowboards, his favorite clothes, his shoes. I had his friends and family gather to help make posters, Nick's music, Nick's art, Nick's shoes. I had a slideshow with seats facing the screen where people could come change the Pandora channel to listen to their favorite music while watching the slideshow, which was in a continuous loop. I went with one of Nick's best friends, Griffin, to a local head shop or hookah shop that's somewhere a mother would not normally be found, right? But that is what Nicholas and his friends did. They enjoyed that, sitting together. Would I approve of it? No. But I knew that those were some of the most memorable times in Nick's life was to sit with his closest friends and share hookah, flavored tobacco. And so I met Griffin and I said, you buy the best pipe with the understanding that you're going to use clean mouthpieces, which I don't think they did prior to this. And Griffin set up a lounge outside of the art gallery, the San Ysidro Church, with a living room, carpet, sofa, chairs. It was so awesome, you guys, to see everyone sharing stories and laughing about Nick. I received pretty harsh feedback from family. What I was doing was wrong, that people needed to sit down, that a pastor needed to speak. While all I'm doing is asking my younger son, what kind of food do you think we should serve? What was Nick's favorite? So we served pizza and pot stickers. And I'm going into break here within the next couple of minutes, but I want to leave with, when we are grieving and when we choose these funerals and we choose the celebration of life, which I absolutely love now, we're wanting almost to do what we're supposed to do, what is acceptable in society's eyes. But you know what? It felt morbid to me. That wasn't my Nick. Why would I honor him in this way? And I have one more minute before break. When you all come back, I'll go through the rest of what we did in the celebration and kind of start talking about the law of attraction and what that means, especially in death. Where are you putting your focus? Is it on the death and the morbidity, or is it on their life and the joy they brought you? It's a mind shift. So come on back, and I look forward to joining you all again.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and more. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Brie Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Welcome. Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. We left off before the last break about Nick's celebration of life and serving pot stickers and pizza and honoring him. And it was, Nick and I were both working on his company called Sasquatch, and it was a skateboard, snowboard clothing company. And he was wanting to get that off the ground. In fact, his computer was sitting at the table when I got home from Los Angeles after we had found out that he had taken his life. So to see that computer on my kitchen table, that was difficult. And I want to share here that no matter what I share with you all, it doesn't make losing our loved ones not hurt. It's the length or the longevity, though, of that hurt that can either keep us stuck or be the huge catalyst for change to find and search for something more. So we were working on this skateboard, snowboard company, and it was so awesome. We just ordered 100 t-shirts of his logo, and it was already trademarked. It brought such joy to see all of his friends rip off their church clothes, their suits and ties, and don a Sasquatch shirt. And I remember Griffin. Remember, Griffin was Nick's, one of Nick's very, very close friends, and the one I brought to the hookah shop and said, whatever, the best. He came up to me and said, Angie, I know Nick is up there saying, ha ha, my celebration was so cool and yours is just going to suck. That's just how they talk to one another. My point is, we can create different. We can choose to honor their life, or we can mourn that one moment in time when they left. And going back to the yesterday when I saw this spray painted white bicycle, and I question, why do we put these monuments, especially here in New Mexico, along the sides of roads as if it's a reminder, a constant reminder, death, 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 death. And it's here I want to challenge. Now, some I completely understand. Some will feel, and especially the majority of people, will feel more comfort staying as is. And trust me when I say I get that pain. For a very long time, it sounds sick, but it actually felt good to feel that pain, because it was the only feeling, it was the only thing that I could hang on to remind me that they existed at all, that they were really, really here. Then I was tired of feeling the pain. I was sick and tired of waking up every day. And I will tell you what, to this day, I still get people with their praying hands and, oh, how sad, they're not hearing the message. There is, for me, there is no reason to live in perpetual grief. Do you remember when we were children and we were so curious? We couldn't wait to get up in the morning. We would be dressed before our parents. We didn't know what the day was going to bring, but we were curious and we were excited. And as adults, I feel we fall into these patterns and these behaviors over and over and over again. We've closed our minds off to the possibilities of anything other than what we've been taught. What worked for our parents, our pastors, our teachers. That was their learning. That was their path. And yes, some of us may find that we are following in their footsteps, and we may find that our awakening, our eyes wide open, are similar. But to close our mind off by something that we've been taught is limiting our ability to heal in significant and insurmountable ways. And I have to share, when we claim to know that we know everything and all the answers, to me, this has been the most damaging and could have kept me stuck. It was when I woke up. It's when I wake up with a childlike curiosity, not knowing what the day is going to bring, but not just waking up saying, oh gosh, this is the way I've always felt, so this is the way I'm going to feel today. I don't know how to do any different. Most would say that the internet is not good, that it's overwhelming, children need to unplug from it, etc., etc. It takes us away. My thought is the internet has so much information that has the potential to heal if we allow. But also remember what comes with healing, and with so much information overload, is a discernment. And Wikipedia describes discernment defines discernment as the ability to obtain sharp perceptions or to judge well. Discernment can be psychological or moral in nature. Considered as a virtue, a discerning individual is considered to possess wisdom and be of good judgment, especially so with regard to subject matter often overlooked by others. Who else is going to make better judgments in your exact situation than you are? You. I will guarantee with 100% accuracy, no one has walked in your shoes. And I'm going to go back a little bit. I remember my mother-in-law, who was also my best friend. She was actually my ex-mother-in-law, but best friend, who also died. And I remember when her son, my brother-in-law, died at the age of 30. And due to the complications of bipolar. And I remember in that church, There was standing room only. And my mother-in-law was not even able to grieve for the son that she lost. And you want to know why? Because she was so hurt by her friend who was disappointed in the way that she grieved. You didn't cry. We didn't see any tears. You must not have loved your son. How sick is that? And I want to cry, because these well-intentioned people who have never walked in our shoes say the most stupid, idiotic things, thinking, and they get to walk away thinking what they have said has been so profound, and they get to walk away thinking that they have done their job. When, if we are not discerning about the messages that we look on the internet and find information by the teachers that we choose to listen to, by friends, well-intentioned friends and family, then we will find we are wanting to please others Grief is individual and grief is intimate, and not one person can tell us how long to get over it. Hasn't it been long enough? You keep talking about your loved ones. Can't you move on? Be discerning. And let's go now into, we only have a couple of minutes, but I want to touch base on the law of attraction. And most will shut their ears off saying, oh my God, I'm not supposed to listen to this. What is the law of attraction? Haven't you already, when you purchased a car, I purchased a VW Touareg. I started noticing Touaregs all over. What happens in our lives is a direct result of what we put our focus on. So what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the pain? Are you focusing on, oh, poor me? I'm just going to wait the rest of my life until I die and I can go to a place where I can see them. We're making choices every single day. And yes, to grieve is human, but to suffer, however, is optional, which, by the way, is the title of my lectures coming up in June. We have 1 minute. Before we go, I want to ask you again, what are you attracting into your life? What are you focusing on? The joy that your son, your daughter, your lover, your soulmate, your friend, your mom, your dad, your grandparents, a spouse. Can we wake up and instead be thankful for them, for the time that we got to spend with them? A simple thank you. And when we come back, thank you all for joining me.
How to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect?
Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. Before break, I had asked you, how are you choosing to remember your loved one or to live with them in the presence, in the present moment? That one moment that Nick chose to take his life, I could focus on that. But I know that's not what he would want. That's not what he would want in life. But how come we're so absolutely positive we know what they would want in death? And I've had so many signs and so many symbols. And those of you who follow me and listen know some of the most amazing, amazing signs that continue to present. So our minds have this ability, and you guys listen, you might not be able to hear that. It has not rained here in a while. And so here I label my show as April showers bring May flowers, and that was just thunder. And there's a thunderstorm today, and it's supposed to clear up tomorrow, and it was pretty clear yesterday, nice and sunny. So thank you. Anyway, our minds have the ability to either search, be seekers, find our truth, find our worth, or we can remain stuck. And we can remain victims, and we can remain hurt and damaged. I receive so many emails, and there have been a few that people are waiting to die themselves. Oh, I'll see them on the other side. It's interesting how some can have so much faith knowing that there's another side, but not willing to open their eyes while we're here. This is what has brought the most profound healing for me. I too had that belief of there was only one of two places that we could possibly go. Oh my gosh. Like I knew those answers. Like I could tell you beyond preponderance of evidence and proof that I knew. So a suggestion that helped me move forward was being open to all. No matter where it comes from, don't judge the healing. And when we don't judge the person who presents, oh, I'm not supposed to listen to this person because they do this. Oh, I can't listen to this person because they don't believe in the same thing I do. We limit our ability for so much growth and so much healing. I'm going to read Rumi, which thank you to Joe McQuillan, who you all heard a couple weeks ago, my search for Christopher on the other side, or a few weeks ago. He put on the very first page of his book after the table of contents, "Goodbyes are only for those who love with their eyes. Because for those who love with heart and soul, there is no such thing as separation." And I remember when I heard, "They'll live forever in your heart." I'm like, you know what? That's just such a crock. That is BS. They'll live in my heart forever. It's interesting because by my curiosity, my childlike curiosity and my wonderment, I have found, yes, of course they live in my heart, they live in my soul, but they're all around me too, sharing with me these signs and symbols and amazing communication that they're still very much part of my life. And I get to choose my relationship with them. I get to choose that. And the only thing that would allow me not to choose for the better would be my fear of being labeled and judged. And yet what I have found through this experience, those people who absolutely love me and want my highest and best interest, and for you all too, those are the people who are going to applaud the choice you make and smiling and being joyful, no matter where your answer may come from. And so I want to go now into some of the emails that I've received and hopefully to answer some of the questions. And then in the last segment, we will be going through, let's see, I think, let me double check here, guys, hang on. Yeah, so in the last segment, what I will do is share how we can start recognizing the signs, even if we're just on our bed curled up in the fetal position, to start just changing a little piece of our mind, and we'll go over that in the next segment. So I wanted to first share, let me read Crystal. Hi, Crystal, if you are out there. And I read this a couple of weeks ago. I want to read to you the whole email. I had to share this because it absolutely took my breath away. My dear daughter passed away just 2 weeks ago at 22 years old. I've been scouring the internet trying to find resources to help me deal with my grief in a healthy way so I can help my husband and other two children heal from this devastating loss. I downloaded your app and read the one blog entry. See, guys, I think things are put in our path for reasons. Whether you believe that or not, this is proof to me. The one blog entry that was there. You talked about seeing signs that our loved ones are still here and seeing the wings from the shadow cast by the candle. I felt joy for you and looked forward to discovering my own signs from my daughter. I came to your website and started looking around. I happened to scroll down and see the address listed, New Mexico, in big bold. You see, my daughter had wanderlust. She had spent almost 2 years just traveling across the country. She had been everywhere. Just last year, she and her boyfriend had settled in Tennessee. But she was starting to get restless again and wanted to travel some more. They took a short trip a couple months ago to Texas and stopped in New Mexico along the way. She had been telling me for so long how much she loved New Mexico, and her recent trip had renewed her love for it. She told me on several occasions that when she does settle, New Mexico is where she wanted to be. Right in this moment, I know with my whole being that this was my sign from her. I am so thankful. Thank you, Crystal, for sharing your soul. That's 2 weeks after this woman, I can tell, is, because of her curiosity, is on her way to profound healing. Doesn't make the pain go away. We're human. There is not a day that goes by that I don't wish that I could hold my son, that I could look in his eyes, that I could touch his hair, that I could hear his music that I just didn't like when he was alive. And there was another, this I've gotten a lot. So And this was from, thank you, Julia. And this was the year that saw my heart break. Like a lot of people, moms are your world and mom was mine. I used to be scared of dying, but when my time on earth is done, I know I will be reunited with mom. That gives me comfort. Do we have to wait? Can we be grateful for this day that we have the opportunity to change our minds about death? And about grieving and about where our love, can we start living with them now? I love this one. This was from Jody. She was responding, but this is something that I get a lot too. She goes, I'm sure you've heard of Thich Nhat Hanh. And she goes, in the book, he talks about our family lives on through us and how we ask them for help. Not that I've been overly exposed to organized religion, but I remember being young and in church and hearing the message that we shouldn't pray to anyone or anything other than God because he was the only deity and it would be offensive and wrong otherwise. So I've never really talked to my mom or dad or grandparents or brothers, Dave and Ben. Reading Hanh's book was a game changer for me. Not only do I talk to them more, I ask them for help, and I feel I represent them now, and there is great comfort in that. Thank you for sharing that, Jody. And I have one more minute, and this is where I want to share. And when we go into our next segment, we'll go over different ways that you can at least just be paying attention to the signs as they may appear for you. But I remember only a few months after Johannes had taken his life, and Nick had been dead for a year. And you'll notice when people are talking, when your spirits or your souls, your family, their loved ones are talking to you, there are no words that are necessary. So this was kind of the transcript that was going in my head, and I'll leave you with this before our break. I was going to friends of mine, Jim and Sherilyn's, and we were going to sit by the pool. And I remember getting in my car and Nick saying to me so clear, Mom, you have to forgive Jan. And I was so angry. And remember, I'm not yelling. I was just in my head. I was having this conversation with Nick. I'm not going to forgive him. I'm so angry because I felt somewhat responsible. Like I was not good enough to live for. And I've way past that. But what I'm saying is that Nick spoke to me and he said, Mom, Jan cannot move forward in his learning until you forgive him. And I remember that night, that Thursday night, it was 2 days later. And if you all had watched Forrest Gump, when Lieutenant Diane was up on that masthead or the mast pole, and he had his stumps wrapped around this mast and it was thundering and it was lightning and he was cussing at God and he was so angry. That was the night, same kind of night. And that's when I knew, when I had forgiven him, I also was able to forgive myself. When we come back, we will go over a couple more emails from you all, and then we'll go into some of the signs, symbols, and places where you can start recognizing your loved ones are speaking. Thanks all for listening. We'll be back.
Your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com. MeganEdge.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Welcome back to our last and final segment, my beautiful listeners. Thank you so much for the time that you've shared with me today. I want to go over just a couple more emails and then go over to some of the signs. And this one's from Margaret, and she had written to me basically saying, as people say, to grieve is how much we loved that person. And I'm asking, really, since your mom, Margaret, was your best friend, I am absolutely positive that all she ever wanted for you is your happiness. And you guys, I don't believe that this changes in death. Our loved ones do not wish for us to grieve. And somebody had asked me a while back ago, Angie, how can I start to get the signs that you are? Or how can I start communicating with my loved one? Once again, it's a choice. Some people don't feel comfortable with that, and that's fine. One word, ask. We don't ask because we will look weird talking to thin air and, you know, show me a sign, whatever. This has been they're waiting for us to ask. They're waiting for you to ask. I tell people to go get journals and write in the journal. In fact, I'm coming up with one rather shortly. Within the next couple of months, it'll be published. It'll have just, it's a way, questions that you just, it gets the ball rolling. Questions that you can start asking, and just you'll hear, you'll start feeling, you'll start trusting those downloads. So I'll be sharing that with you. And then the last email, Michelle, and I had read this a couple of weeks ago on air, but it is so imperative. And this mom had lost her two sons when they were going to the dentist, and they never made it home. And she says, I am in search of finding my purpose. Why them? Why not me or my husband? I believe in God's accidentals, and praying isn't enough. I need more if I'm going to continue to wake up every day, even though I know it is one day closer to being with them. And my heart breaks when I read this. Because in my experience, my relationship with both Jan and Nick are so different, but they're so amazing in their own right. And this is where praying did not work for me either. Praying the way I was taught meant I would kneel and hold my hands, my flat palms pressed together, waiting and waiting. If I was good, I would get a great answer and it would come. If I wasn't good, it meant I didn't deserve it. It was deemed inappropriate. It could only be that he didn't find favor with me. Prayer to me is not passive. Prayer is waiting for things to happen to us. I like to think prayer or meditation, whatever you may call it, that you are an active participant. I'm going to share this. If you've heard it, shut your ears. A man is in the ocean, hanging on to a piece of driftwood, ready to die. He's been on the ocean for 5 days, no water. And a helicopter comes, drops down his ladder. The man doesn't climb up the ladder. Nope, I'm waiting for God to save me. So all of these people that cross our paths and give us ideas, start being curious, just a little bit of curiosity. Like, oh, that's weird that she would say that. Ooh, I'm going to kind of look over here and find a little bit of a different answer. And so it's with that childlike curiosity that we can choose to heal. So now going in to some of the ways in which our loved ones communicate with us. First of all, I believe that we do have to ask them. Ask them to talk to us. I remember asking, like, Nick, why? Why did you do this? Why didn't you come to me if you were hurting? And all of a sudden, these answers that just felt so comforting. And I can't tell you where they come. I can tell you where they come from, but I couldn't tell you then where they came from. But it wasn't from me. And this is where, if you can get a journal and just start asking, maybe today, start with one question. Where are you? Even if you think you're thinking it and you're imagining it, just start writing. There are three different types of ways that I believe that we can communicate with our loved ones, or they try to communicate with us. I know the feeling. Have you ever walked into a room and you feel just a little chill, and we try to negotiate it away, or we try to explain it, or we sabotage that moment? That is a feeling. Can you feel arms wrapped around you? Can you feel the hair stand up on the back of your neck? Can you feel somebody touching your arm once in a while and there's no one there? And then there are hearing, where we can hear their name, whether it's through music or they can talk to us if we can hear their voice. And like I said before, we don't need to have vocal cords. It's a thought. It goes, I don't know if it's telepathy. I'm not good at naming that. All I know is that I get clear understanding when I sit and listen. The words in music. All of a sudden the radio will pop up, or my iPad or my iPhone will automatically just play a song where I didn't have it set on iTunes. but I pause and I listen. Another is vision. I believe that our loved ones give us vision, a lot of objects, sight. A lot of people have shared with me pennies. And I believe pennies change, exact change, if it's their favorite number, 17 cents, a dime, a nickel, two pennies for me. Then it goes beyond that. So it's almost like your kindergarten and you're visiting with your loved one. They're sharing through a penny that there's no reason for a penny to be in this place. And you find it. Is it them? I don't care. It wasn't, that didn't matter to me. But what it did do is it made me stop and say, thank you, penny from heaven. Thank you. I'm acknowledging you. And then all of a sudden, it starts getting more and more. I start seeing it in nature. I've actually started seeing a little bit of shadow, which means in those times that I'm able to communicate, I'm at a level that they're coming to meet me. I'm not in that grief and that devastation and that loss. My heart is open to communicating with them at a totally different level than here on earth. And with that, I'm going to leave you all. I'll talk to you all in 2 weeks. And thank you so much for joining me today. I hope I've given some ideas, some pearls. And now you're on this journey. What are you going to do with it? I challenge you to be curious like a child. Go search for your loved one. They're there. They're waiting for you to ask them to visit. Thank you all. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, Redefining Death and Loss. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit BeyondProof.com. That's BeyondProof.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.